It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-done. You should expect the unexpected.
We got loose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
The chains of stores that were once so much a part of American retailing continue to disappear. As Sears Holdings has announced, it'll close another 46 stores. 33 of those are Sears stores, 13 are Kmart's. Sears stores in La Crosse and Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Bloomington, Illinois, and Fort Wayne, Indiana are on the list, as well as Kmart's in Stager, Illinois, and Cape Girardeau, Missouri. From This Week in Agribusiness, as we look ahead toward next week's Farm Progress Show at Boone, Iowa, we see the National Weather Service has a no more than 40% chance of rain during the 3 days of the show. Temperatures should be quite pleasant, with a high at least forecast at this moment to be around 80 degrees during that show. We'll have a visit from the Secretary of Agriculture there on Wednesday. Sonny Perdue is now saying the details of that planned $12 billion aid package for farmers hurt by the Trump administration's trade wars may be disclosed on Monday. Perdue had told Reuters the plan would include between $7 billion and $8 billion in direct cash relief for farmers, and says it's being reviewed by the Office of Management and Budget. The mortgage interest rates keep slipping, declining for the third straight week, in line with the broader bond market. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 4.51% this past week, down 2 basis points, according to Freddie Mac. That's the lowest it has been since mid-April. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, meanwhile, averaged 3.98%. The Green Bay Bullfrogs baseball team, a team that plays in the Northwoods League of the college ball players, is seeking a new name as they move to a new field next season. They're asking fans of the Bullfrogs to vote this weekend on the 7 finalist names. Among the finalists, the Green Bay Cheese Curds, Green Bay Old Fashioned, Green Bay Supper Clubbers. I think my favorite is the Green Bay Worst. That's W-U-R-S-T. I guess I like the double meaning. Fans are being urged by the team to think how it will sound when they chant, "On Curds! Go, Old Fashioned! Go, Clubbers!" Or Worst! 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 That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.